Welcome to The Flash Technology, where we dive into the latest tech innovations and industry shifts shaping our world. In today's episode, we're exploring groundbreaking advancements in computing and artificial intelligence. From the evolution of Windows laptops through Sensel's cutting-edge haptic technology to Microsoft's surprising open-source move with MS-DOS 4.0 and Apple's ambitious talks with OpenAI for iPhone enhancements. Stay tuned as we uncover these transformative developments. To kick things off, let's explore a remarkable journey in the evolution of Windows laptops, focusing on the significant role of haptic touchpad technology. Lester, can you tell us more about Sensel's impact?
Absolutely, Wendy. Sensel's influence on the modernization of Windows laptops cannot be overstated. Founded in 2013 by veterans of Amazon's Lab 126, Sensel aimed to radically improve multi-touch interfaces. Their approach? The pressure grid technology, which significantly increases the sensitivity and accuracy of touchpads at no additional cost to Sensel or its partners. This technology essentially treats each touchpoint on the pad like a pixel on a computer monitor, improving interaction by leaps and bounds. Sensel's journey into the world of haptic trackpads began with the introduction of the Morph, a multi-touch pressure-sensing accessory that set the stage for their work in the PC sector. Their significant breakthrough came with the integration of their proprietary haptic pad technology into the ThinkPad X1 Titanium Yoga, marking the first time such innovation was seen in Windows PCs. This momentum continued with a pivotal licensing deal with Microsoft for the Surface Laptop Studio, solidifying Sensel's footprint in the industry.
That's quite impressive. How does Sensel's technology stand out from the competition?
Sensel's edge lies in its holistic approach. They successfully integrated touch sensing, force sensing, and haptics into one seamless experience. This contrasts starkly with the modus operandi of competitors, who may rely on multiple suppliers, resulting in higher costs and reduced performance. Moreover, Sensel's direct drive technology surpasses even Apple's offerings by delivering up to 315% higher output, demonstrating their design's effectiveness and uniqueness. Beyond PCs, Sensel has ambitions in the external haptic touchpad market and even the automotive industry with innovative proof-of-concept applications. Their technology has allowed manufacturers like Dell to push the envelope in design, integrating advanced interaction methods into devices such as the ThinkPad X1 Fold 16 and Surface Laptop Studio 2, among others.
It sounds like Sensel is paving the way for the future of computing interfaces. Fascinating work, Lester. Now turning our attention to another pioneering move in the tech space, Microsoft's open source release of MS-DOS 4.0. Rachel, what can you tell us about this development? Indeed, Wendy, Microsoft, in collaboration with IBM, has taken a step back in time by releasing the source code for MS-DOS 4.0 on GitHub. This decision not only delves into nostalgia, but also embraces the modern philosophy of open source software. The role of MS-DOS 4.0 in the lineage of personal computing cannot be understated. With innovations like support for FAT16 hard disk partitions, larger than 32 megabyte, and the introduction of the MS-DOS shell, the effort to make this source code available was led by Connor Hyde, who unearthed it on floppy disks belonging to Microsoft's chief technical officer, Ray Ozzie. Scott Hanselman and archivist Jeff Sponogle played crucial roles in imaging these disks and digitizing the associated documents. Releasing the source code under the MIT license invites developers, historians, and tech enthusiasts to explore a pivotal moment in computing history. It's a gesture that underscores the broader trend of technology giants increasingly embracing the open source movement, fueling educational and retro computing projects.
That's a remarkable step towards preserving digital heritage. Now let's discuss Apple's latest venture into AI with OpenAI. Sean, what's the buzz about?
Apple is making headlines with its renewal of talks with OpenAI, aiming to integrate generative AI features into iPhones. This development signifies Apple's ambition to enhance user experience through advanced AI technologies. With the upcoming iOS 18 update, we might see innovative features that offer more human-like interactions. While details remain closely guarded, the possibilities include chatbot features potentially powered by OpenAI's technology or Google's Gemini chatbot. This openness to collaboration highlights Apple's approach to harnessing cutting-edge AI. With the ultimate decision still pending, what stands out is Apple's emphasis on integration, privacy, and the development of its large language model. CEO Tim Cook has highlighted the company's extensive investment in generative AI, hinting at a thoughtful, privacy-aware approach to this tech evolution.
Thank you, Sean. It's clear that the lines between humans and machines are blurring more each day, with companies like Apple leading the charge. As we conclude this episode, we've seen how Sensel is redefining touchpad technology, Microsoft is embracing open source heritage, and Apple is looking to redefine AI interactions. Stay tuned for more insights on technological innovations, knowledge and entertainment, on demand. As we wrap up today's episode of The Flash Technology, we've ventured through notable technological advancements, from the tactile transformation of Windows laptops to the retro revival of MS-DOS 4.0 and the pioneering AI enhancements in smartphones. Each story underscores the relentless push for innovation, shaping a futuristic landscape filled with endless possibilities. Thank you for joining us today, and remember, knowledge and entertainment on demand. Thank you.